This is a download from BBC Learning English. To find out more, visit our website.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.
There's no doubt that in today's digital world, computer games are extremely sophisticated and capable of creating virtual reality experiences that were unimaginable only a few years ago. So I'm interested to see that the simplistic games that I grew up with are making a revival. But why? In the 1970s, the original place to play a computer game was at an arcade. Here, you and your mates could try out the new big names in games such as Space Invaders and Pac-Man. It was the only affordable way to play them, and because of the technology involved, the gaming machines were too big to fit into your house. But in the 1980s and 90s, gaming arrived in our homes, and people like me were addicted. The sound of beeping became a familiar sound emanating from bedrooms across the land. Names such as Tetris, Sonic, and Street Fighter became popular language in the playground, and now they're being talked about and played again. One of the reasons is the low cost. The BBC spoke to gamer Gemma Wood, who says that newer consoles and their games are incredibly expensive. I understand that a lot of hard work has gone into the design, etc., but how can anyone justify £50 to £60 for a game that you might not even enjoy? Simplicity might be another reason. The graphics on old games may not compare with the detail and definition of modern games, but they are fun and easy to use by children and adults alike. And of course, nostalgia plays its part. Some people want to relive their childhood, while for others, it's a chance to show their children the computer games they grew up with. Technology journalist K.G. Ofanides says we should have admiration for this old technology. He says it's important to recognise how well-designed many of those classic games are. The developers had so little space to work with. Your average Sega Mega Drive or SNES cartridge had a maximum capacity of just 4 megabytes and limited graphics and sound capabilities. This compares to an average capacity of 40 gigabytes in today's games. This craze for using retro hardware and grabbing an old joystick is certainly catching on. And to persuade those of us who are not sure about downgrading the gaming experience, manufacturers such as Nintendo are bringing back some of their older consoles in new style casing. So it seems like it's not game over for old school technology.
Takeaway English
from bbclearningenglish.com.